virtual reality is getting closer and closer to real life thanks to the introduction of touch sensors. Tech expert and angel investor Peter Cowley joins us. Now, Peter, I've heard these terms augmented reality and virtual reality a lot. What actually are they?
So virtual reality is the concept where the image that one is viewing is completely computer generated. So it's generated by graphics or it's generated by one of these new 360 degree cameras. Mixed reality, which is a term that's disappearing gradually, is where you mix the actual scene around you as a human being with some computer generated. Augmented reality actually is not got the ability to interact with that. So that in augmented reality, you can't necessarily push something, it'll move. But augmented reality is the future, where you're actually interacting with something else in the environment.
So some people talk about starting to introduce touch into this equation. How does that actually work?
We're using sight and sound, and this is adding a third sense. So this is where you some part of your body, whether it's the chest, the arms, the fingers, etc., is actually experiencing something which is mechanical. So it feels like you're actually touching some subject or some object. And that's come about because a whole stack of new technologies like these microaccelerometers in your phones, etc., all got very cheap, connectivity, etc. And so that's been put together to provide devices which are not necessarily on your skin, like it might be a thimble might do it, but also blowing air. So there's a great video on the internet of a butterfly floating around on somebody's arm, which is done by puffs of air from various directions hitting the skin of the arm.
So besides from being really cool, is this useful in some way?
Well, gaming's used it for a long time. In fact, if you go back further still, the stick shakers, which were put on the Vulcan bombers, say, in the 50s, where if it was about to stall, that's feedback. That's a feedback into the system. There's a lot of new applications. So, for instance, medical. I saw a medical robotics company in Cambridge on Friday, which is actually allowing the surgeon to feel the tissue inside the body while he's operating on it. Training, you know, for aircraft maintenance, military, etc. And there's a new one as well in teaching where you can actually get the children or the students to understand something better, like a three-dimensional image, if they can feel it at the same time as see it.
Yeah, so in terms of surgery, is this for robotic surgery? Could you also imagine a situation where you were doing a practice on a body that doesn't even exist yet, but you're getting the same sorts of feelings you
Absolutely.
Might do when you're a surgeon?
Exactly. For training purposes, you could be inside the body doing things. So you get a feel for what it's going to be like when you actually have got a real human being in front of you.
That sounds incredible. So how far away is this from becoming normal or something we can actually use?
Like, if you remember the Microsoft Kinect, was a gaming device, that's been used for the gait of horses or the gait of people. So this, applications come out of other things. So this at the moment is definitely strongly used in gaming. But the killer app, if there is a killer app, hasn't really been found yet. There's a huge amount of technology and a huge amount of investment going into VR and AR headsets, and the world will work out what the best use is for it, but it's not that clear for me at the moment.
Well, I can't wait to find out what that killer app is for AR and VR. It sounds incredible.
Thank you.
So that was tech expert and angel investor Peter Cowley.